Join the conversation. Join the conversation. Find Great Destinations Radio Show on Facebook and Twitter.
South Korea is a fascinating country to visit, with its mix of high-tech, high-rise cities and ancient culture. But for many, the best way to explore it is through its food, which is becoming increasingly well-known on the international stage. I spoke with Erica Kritikidis from the tour company IntrepidTravel.com. They organise culinary tours around the country, and it was clear Erica's a big fan of Korean food.
Honestly, it's a cuisine that makes you feel good. I think that's probably a surprising thing for most people. It's absolutely a cuisine up there with Mediterranean diet in terms of what it's providing.
Mention of Korean food, many people will think of kimchi. I asked Erica to describe it.
Kimchi is a superfood. It's a fermented cabbage, traditionally a Napa cabbage, or you can also use radish. And it's made in big batches in the wintertime. And the cabbage or radish is covered in a paste of red chili, garlic, scallions. Those are really the core ingredients. You will sometimes get some salted seafood as well. And then it is put in large ceramic vessels called ongi, and it's left to ferment over the winter. But it's a side dish served with every meal. And the reason that it's a superfood is that it is packed with iron and calcium, vitamin A, a few other vitamins, but it also has the same bacteria as yogurt. So it's amazing for digestion. It can be an acquired taste. It's quite a strong, pungent, in some ways salty flavour, but it is actually quite delicious.
Erica told me that dining in Korea is a very social experience.
I'm going to give you an idea of what a traditional Korean meal looks like. So to paint the picture, you generally will receive your own bowl of rice, and then there is a communal spread, and that involves a soup, generally one to two main dishes, and that's often a meat stew or another type of protein like an egg or a tofu, and then anywhere up to a dozen, if not more, side dishes. And the side dishes are called banchan. So kimchi is a type of banchan, a side dish. It's quite overwhelming the first time you see it, to see all these beautiful white dishes and some stone bowls laid out before you, because I tell you, there is almost not a skerrick of table still visible. And that's the thing I love about traditional Korean dining, is it's actually very social. Your meal is served with a very long-handled spoon and some very long metal chopsticks. So you can reach everything at the table, and almost everything is shared, even the soup.
You can try grilling your food at the table at a traditional Korean barbecue.
You're set up with a coal-fired grill in the centre of your table. And actually, one of the best meals I had on my recent trip there was at the Majangdong beef market in Seoul. So we had our beef sliced to order from one of the butchers in the market. And we sat down and we ordered some side dishes and drinks, and we pulled out our meat package. And we just started grilling. You're grilling in the middle of the table. So everyone gets a turn of the tongs. You are literally making your meat to order. You don't get much more market to table than that. It was a fantastic experience.
Surprisingly, there's a big craft beer scene in South Korea.
We visit a craft brewery on our itinerary down in Busan called Galmegi. They had a lot of more American-style beers, so things like an IPA is very popular, or starting to get very popular in Korea. But that said, within the craft brew scene that's emerging, there are also some really important local alcoholic beverages as well. So soju is a wheat-based spirit, which is very, very popular. There is a rice beer that you will find, a cloudy white rice beer called Makgeolli, which I'd definitely encourage travellers to South Korea to try and seek out.
South Korea is a very good place to visit if you have special dietary requirements.
For those who are vegan, vegetarian, there's a big diversity of dishes that they can enjoy. Certainly vegetables are really highly prized in Korea. It's a very low-waste culture, and sort of eating from root to tip is fundamental to Korean cuisine. So you see a lot of very interesting vegetables, a lot of different preparation styles, whether it's pickled or fermented or even just raw, served with rice. I'd say also for celiacs, it's a really terrific foodie destination in particular. Again, it's a low-wheat diet. There isn't a lot of bread in the culture.
Of course, any trip to South Korea can't just involve food. Erica says the capital, Seoul, is a great place to explore.
It's very orderly. It has a very low crime rate. It feels really quite safe, particularly in the evening wandering around. It's a reasonably new city in many ways. It does feel very cutting edge. People know when the next, you know, new electronic gadget is being released and what version it's up to. So it certainly is very contemporary in that regard.
But you don't have to go very far to find the complete opposite.
You just go a little bit further south to, say, a city called Jeonju. Jeonju also has a beautiful Hanok village. And Hanoks are traditional Korean-style houses. They're very beautiful. A lot of young people will go to Jeonju and they will hire the hanbok, which is the traditional Korean-style dress, and they will take photos and wander around the streets of this beautiful Hanok village. So the whole country is actually a really interesting melting pot of contemporary and of those more ancient Korean traditions.
You can get more information about the Korean food tour at intrepidtravel.com.